Text numéro 17. Child obesity. Why do parents let their kids get fat? The health risks for obese children may be even greater than previously estimated, new research suggests. So why do parents let their children get fat? The recent start of the new school year was greeted with reports of a dramatic rise in demand for extra-large uniforms for primary school pupils. Just over 33% of 11-year-olds are now overweight or obese, and among 4- and 5-year-olds, it's 22%, according to figures from the Child Measurement Programme, which assesses the height and weight of primary school children in England. New research published today by the University of Oxford also suggests that obese children and adolescents have several risk factors for heart disease, including raised blood pressure and cholesterol, compared with normal weight children. Obesity experts say parents are struggling with a multitude of problems when it comes to their child's weight. They range from a lack of education about food, limited cooking skills and limited money to buy healthier food, to longer working hours and marketing campaigns for junk food aimed at kids. But the more sedentary lives children now lead is also creating huge problems. Last week, a study suggested that up to 75% of junior school children preferred to stay at home than go to their nearby park. Watching TV was one of the most popular activities, with 89% saying it was how they liked best to spend their time away from school, according to researchers. In July, scientists from University of Montreal claimed every extra hour of television that a toddler watches each week adds to their waist size by the time they turn 10. While the problems parents face might be increasing, so is evidence about the dangers of obesity. However, despite the rise in child obesity, experts say it's wrong to just blame parents. They definitely have a responsibility, but the issue is much broader than simply blaming them, says Paul Gately, Professor of Exercise and Obesity at Leeds Metropolitan University. Many parents don't realise their child is fat when it might be obvious to other people, he says. According to studies, 75% of parents underestimated the size of an overweight child, while 50% underestimated the size of an obese child. Even more surprisingly, a similar study of healthcare professions produced nearly the same results. The experts' view is that despite all the talk about tackling child obesity, the reality is there is very little professional help out there. Most dietetic services will not see obese kids because they don't think they can be effective. They know losing weight is about more than just the diet. We clearly need an approach that combines diet, exercise, education, and psychological support. Adapted from BBC News Magazine, September 2012.